Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The good news hour is with you once again, and we should like to ask you now to read a few simple and yet profound passages from the Holy Scriptures. And we do believe that if there is one thing above everything else we would like to do, it is to create an interest in Bible reading, in Bible study. We're living in days, you know, when the Word of God is fast becoming a neglected book, and we trust that not one of our listeners today will be guilty of neglecting the book of life, the Word of the living, true, and eternal God. And so we're going to see now, first of all, in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 11, and we shall read at about verse 25, Jesus saith unto her, that is unto Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What a pledge and what a promise. And so we do believe in the God of resurrection. We do believe in the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I said a number of years ago, there were two men, very prominent men, over in Great Britain. They were alike in this respect, not only that they were very learned men, but they were alike in that they were avowed disbelievers in the Word of God. But you know, what was true of them is true of so many today. They were speaking against and writing against a book that they knew comparatively little or nothing about. These two men met on one occasion, and when they were having a little conversation about their attitude toward the Bible, their attitude toward the Word of God, they decided that they would write, each one would write on a subject in the Word of God, and Gilbert West wrote upon the subject of the resurrection, and his companion wrote on the subject of Saul, or the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And of course, they were writing against, and expecting to prove, that is, that there was no resurrection, and that the conversion of Saul of Tarsus was not, after all, real. They broke up, and for some time they did not see each other until each had completed his subject. And when they returned and compared notes, they said when they appealed to the Scriptures, to the Word of God, each one in turn believed that his subject and what they had written about was to the glory and to the praise of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, and could be supported by the Word of God. And so we're glad to tell you that we believe in the resurrection, in the literal resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died, but thank God he arose too. And so our Lord Jesus Christ could say and did say, I am the resurrection and the life. Now in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, in about chapter 15, you perhaps remember how this chapter opens up something like this. The apostle says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now, that statement has been a puzzler to a great many people. Just exactly what is meant by unless ye have believed in vain? How could a man, how could a person believe and believe in vain, you know? Now, when people are approached about the salvation of God, and when they're given to understand that salvation comes as a result of a simple act of faith in the Word and in the work of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, then frequently even anxious souls are disturbed and wonder if their faith has been, if the faith that they have exercised is a right faith and has been properly placed. Well, we can tell you that if faith is exercised in our Lord Jesus Christ, then it's properly placed, and faith alone in Him will bring light and life redemption and eternal salvation. But coming back now to the thought that Paul was stressing in the early part of that 15th of 1 Corinthians, where we have a clear statement of the grand and the glorious gospel, he said to them, unless ye have believed in vain. Now, there are some outstanding chapters in the Bible. For instance, the 11th chapter of Hebrews is the great chapter of faith, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the chapter that's devoted to love, and a great deal said about it there. And the 15th of 1 Corinthians is the chapter that is devoted to the resurrection. And we will assure any of our readers that if you spend a few moments and carefully read this chapter, there will be no doubt in your mind as to the literal, physical resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then faith placed in Him as the one who came from God, who died, who rose again, would not be a faith that is vain. And so I should like to point out and make clear, if I can, that what is meant by unless you have believed in vain is that if our Lord Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then you can be sure that your faith is vain. And so the apostle in this wonderful chapter tells us about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course we frequently stress on these broadcasts that His life was given. In other words, He said, I lay down my life of myself. I have the authority to lay it down and to take it up again. And no one could have taken His life from Him. It was given, thank God, it was given in order that redemption and that salvation might be brought to fallen mankind. Of course, too, that the claims of our blessed God and His holy throne might be met in the fullest possible way. And then, of course, secondly, in turn, that our Lord Jesus Christ might be able to go out to guilty sinners and receive and forgive and save all who trust in Him. Now then, let's come back just for a moment to this 15th chapter and see what this scripture does say now. By the which also ye are saved. You know, I like those words. He does not say by which ye hope to be saved, or you might be saved. He says, by which also ye are saved. Notice that word, the present tense, for its present possession. And there are, of course, only the two classes of people in the world, those who are saved and those who are lost, and no middle group. And if you have exercised faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ as a sin purger, the sin bearer, that one who came from God to take up the question of sin and settle sin forever, yes, and further. You know, it's not sufficient to believe that Christ died for sinners, that Christ died for the world. But before it can become of any real value, then you personally must appropriate that death to yourself and be able to say, as did Paul, our apostle, in the first chapter of the epistle to the Galatians, where he said, He loved me and gave Himself for me. But now come back. He says, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Now listen. The resurrection, or the truth of the resurrection, was being assailed at this particular time. You see, the Sadducees did not believe in a literal physical resurrection. And there are many today who assail the truth of the resurrection. And there's a great deal of error and unsound teaching in many, many parts today as regards the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. But we want you to know that upon the third day, the Son of God arose from the dead. He could not be holden of death. He arose, thank God, as we so often say, hallelujah, Christ arose. So that I can say to you that my faith is placed in a Savior, the Savior that came, who died, but who rose again, who triumphed over His every foe. And since that is true, then I repeat that there is no such thing as having believed in vain. If He did not rise from the dead, then your faith is in vain. And then, too, it's very interesting in this same chapter, and I shall notice it just for a moment as I conclude, He said, and that's about verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 15, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You see, we saw how that there was such a thing as believing in vain, that is, if Christ be not raised. And he said, if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and you're yet in your sins. For they which also are fallen asleep in Jesus are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Now that's exactly what it reduces itself to. If Christ be not raised from the dead, faith is vain, and there can be nothing more than a mere humble hope of entering the glory. As a matter of fact, there is no such thing even as a hope. And so we're here to tell you that if you trust Christ as your personal Savior, if you receive him into that heart of yours, think of Romans 10:9, that as thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You'd be able indeed today to say that I am his and he is mine, and you'd be able further to witness the good confession. Oh, it is our desire that this might be true in your case. Now, it has been a joy to be with you once again to bring another message from the Holy Scriptures, and we're interested in hearing from you, as we do hear from time to time of some who are listening to the messages. Some have been helped, others have been reached for eternity, and for which we give thanks to our God. Drop us a line, please, this address, Good News Hour, care of the station to which you are listening, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Meantime, may God bless you, is our prayer.